Module 3, KPIs, Key Performance Indicators. Understanding when goals are reached is a necessary aspect of business acumen. Key Performance Indicators, KPIs, are metrics that show when goals are met. Each company will have a different set of KPIs depending on individual business needs. Creating and managing KPIs will improve the success of your business as well as your own business acumen. Decisiveness. KPIs need to be developed decisively. This requires an understanding of which performances need to be measured and how they should be measured. Creating random metrics will not help gauge the effectiveness of your organization. Decisive KPIs. Define areas to monitor. Determine which areas are successful and which ones need improvement. Identify criteria. Brainstorm ideas and use them to create criteria that need to be monitored. For example, criteria would include customer conversion or units per transaction. Define the measurements. Create specific SMART goals to monitor. An example would be an average of 3 units per transaction. Once you have decided the type of KPIs you want, you need the buy-in of the stakeholders. Communicate the information decisively and make sure that everyone understands the purpose. Flexible. While it is necessary to be decisive with KPIs, they must not be static. Flexibility is necessary in every aspect of business, including KPIs. They must change as the goals change. It is important to remember that KPIs can be improved even when they are successful, which means that they need to be reviewed and altered accordingly. KPIs are often driven from the top down, and they are less effective when the initiative is inflexible. Allow the different departments to adjust KPIs according to their needs, and give them the authority to time implementing the KPIs so that their employees understand and embrace them. Employee buy-in is essential to the KPI success. Additionally, coordinating the KPIs on a larger scale can cause confusion. It is better to allow different rollout times to avoid mistakes. Strong initiative. Showing initiative is having the ability to take charge over a new or unknown situation. Having initiative is a way for employees to be more autonomous in their day-to-day tasks. It will lead to and produce better problem-solving skills. Mistakes will happen, but do not treat them as mistakes or errors. Use them as learning events. Taking the responsibility to look after an issue or event by finding the answer is what having a strong initiative is about. Developing initiative. Recognize spots for improvement. Show some confidence. If you have an idea, share it. Look for solutions, not problems. Offer to fill in when gaps occur. Don't focus on or get discouraged by mistakes. Learn from them. Being intuitive. Key performance indicators can work from the top down or the bottom up. KPIs are created from the top down when they are used in dashboards because dashboards focus on operational goals rather than strategic goals. The dashboard provides intuitive and useful information to users. They require targets to be established for each KPI ahead of time. In order to use a dashboard, all business users need to be involved. Thus, you should interview users to determine the dashboard metrics. Which questions need answers? Who is affected by the question? Why do you believe the question is important? Which data do you use to answer the question? Will creating KPIs create more questions? What action needs to be taken? What metrics will you use? Once you determine metrics, use them to guide and coach employees. Individuals with business acumen understand that metrics should encourage employees to be successful rather than beat them down when the numbers are not met. Case study. Lee needed to increase customer satisfaction. He planned a customer survey initiative to improve service. He decided to start small and set the target for 10% improvement over the course of a month without talking to stakeholders or consulting data. The metric established was total complaints to customer service. The KPI targets were inflexible and established without employee buy-in. After a month, customer complaints to customer service dropped 7%. However, the feedback on customer surveys indicated that many were still unsatisfied.